Hi again, everyone, and welcome back to Late Hits, Sirius NFL Radio here on a Thursday as we go back to the guest line and welcome aboard outstanding tight end from the Houston Texans. Owen Daniels joins us here on Late Hits, Sirius NFL Radio. Owen, thanks for hopping aboard. Brian and Ross here. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, Owen. I think it's pretty funny that you're one of the big topics of conversation around the National Football League the last couple weeks. Everyone seems to have finally recognized what I think we've known for the last couple of years, which is that you are one of the best tight ends in the National Football League. Is it funny to you that people are seemingly just starting to realize that now?
Well, I think I definitely think I have improved over the last couple of years, and I mean, I understand that I didn't get much recognition, and maybe because our team wasn't a playoff team, and that I was a young player, but I think the big thing is that people recognize us as a contender to go to the playoffs, and I think a lot of people, a lot of players get more respect and get more attention, when their team's playing well.
Oh, and huge game last week, 7 catches, 123 yards, a big touchdown and a big win over a good NFC team. Niners coming to town last week. Texans get the win here. You're over 500 now. Before we get to that, let's talk about the big performance last week against a good Niner defense. What worked well? What were the keys there to the success?
Well, we've been throwing the ball pretty well for, I'd say, the past 3-4 weeks. And, we knew that that San Fran's a physical team that was pretty good at stopping the run. And, just a team that was going to fight all the whole game. So, we got to a good start, leading 21-0 at halftime. But, we knew they were going to make adjustments because they're a good defense, and they did. And, they did a good job of stopping us in the second half, but we've been using the pass to stop the run, and it's been working well for us.
Owen, I had the opportunity last week to talk with one of your former teammates, Sage Rosenfels, and he said one of the things that makes you guys so explosive and so good offensively is all the different things that you do off of play action. I'm guessing that's a big reason why you put up the numbers that you do. What do you guys do play action-wise with Schaub and Slayton and yourself that other teams don't? What makes the Texans play action game unique?
That's a good question. I think, Kubiak brought in this offense from Denver, and we run a lot of keepers. We run a lot of play action passes. And I think the thing with us is that we haven't been running the ball very well, but we've stayed committed to running the ball, even though we're not getting, the 4 or 5 yards of carry that we want. We're still running the ball, so they still have to respect the run. So, in turn, our play action pass and our keepers are working for us. It's all the guys up front working, selling it, the back selling it, and Matt doing a good fakes back there.
Owen Daniels from the Houston Texans joining us here on Late Hits, Sirius NFL Radio. As Owen and the Texans coming off back-to-back wins, go to Buffalo, take on the Bills this week to kick off the month of November. This Texan team started 1-2 here. You've won 3 of the last 4 back-to-back wins, over 500, Owen. What's different about this team here the last few weeks than the first couple of games and those losses, the 2 out of the first 3 games?
Yeah, I think we've just been more consistent. We didn't play bad. I think we played bad week 1 against the Jets team. We weren't really prepared for that. But since then, we've been playing pretty good football. And really, to drop 2 games when we were a yard away from tying the game up and having a good chance to win. So I think it's just been the consistency. We talked about that in the offseason. If we want to get to where we want to be, playing in January, that's what we got to do. And we've been doing a good job of that the past couple weeks.
Oh, and I haven't had the opportunity to watch a whole lot of Buffalo Bills football the last couple weeks. But obviously, this rookie from Oregon, Jarius Byrd, has just taken the league by storm. 5 interceptions in the last 3 games. I don't know if I've ever seen a rookie having numbers like that. What have you seen from that guy in particular? Is he a ball hawk, or has he been in the right spot at the right time most of the time?
I think it's a little bit of both. That whole team has been doing an excellent job the past couple of weeks. I think they've won 2 straight, and I think they've gotten 10 turnovers in those 2 games. So obviously they've been winning the turnover battle, and that goes a long way toward winning the game. So we're going to have to protect the ball if we want to win up there. We know it's a tough place to play, and they've been playing well as of late.
Owen, give us a little update on Andre Johnson, if you can. He took a shot last week, wound up going to the hospital there with the chest injury. It sounds like he's going to come back, though, this week and play against Buffalo. Has he been out there at all in practice?
Yeah, he's been out there. He hasn't missed much time, really. He did some running yesterday and was back at practice pretty much running all the reps he usually does today. So, he's a tough guy. He's not going to miss any time if he doesn't have to, and we expect him to be out there Sunday.
Got to ask you, Owen, because it's that time of year where some teams are starting to give some of their young players contract extensions. I know that was a topic of conversation for you and the Texans in the offseason. I've never been in that situation myself. When I was a restricted player, I actually signed an extension. What's it like to be in the last year of your contract, playing as well as you are? Do you think about it a lot, or is it kind of easy for you to separate the two? And have there been any talks with the Texans and your representation?
We had there were some issues this offseason because that actually played out a three-year contract that I signed as a rookie, and I was actually looking to get a long-term situation, but they ended up tendering me, and we couldn't come to an agreement on a long-term deal. Hopefully, whether it's during the season this year or sometime, soon after the season's over, we can get something done. But it's tough because, obviously it's a good situation to be in where you want to work on a long-term deal with the team, but both sides have to agree on something, and we're just trying to find something fair. I try not to let it distract me at all. Hopefully I've showed that it won't distract me, no matter how important it is or how much people want to talk about it. I'm just trying to go to work and show what I'm worth to this team.
Last one for me, Owen. I actually went to Princeton, and I've called a couple of their games this year. Your brother Harrison is there. Have you gotten a chance to talk with him at all during his season? I know he's playing wide receiver for them. And what's the interaction between, the older brother in the NFL as a star tight end, the younger brother, really trying to find his way for the Princeton Tigers?
Well, first of all, I know he's having a great time up there. He went there as a quarterback, and then this year they kind of moved him to receiver. I don't know if he has any injuries, problems there or what happened, but he's got some playing time. He's having a lot of fun. Try to watch him on TV when he's on the Versus Network or something like that out there. So, we talked.
Owen, did you see that game?
I did.
I was the color commentator, dude.
Okay.
That was me. I was trying to give your brother some love every time he did something good.
Oh, yeah. No, I know he's having an awesome time. I think he's back at quarterback now. I was talking to him the other day and backing up a quarterback. I don't know if they got receivers healthy or what, but I think he's just trying to find his spot. Hopefully they can let him stick to doing one thing. But I know he likes playing out there, and he's having a lot of fun.
Well, you're having a lot of fun this year too, Owen, doing a great job with this Texan team, and we wish you the best of luck here in Buffalo this week. Keep the streak rolling here for this Texan club.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us. Always a pleasure. Owen Daniels from the Houston Texans hopping aboard here on Late Hits, Sirius NFL Radio.